Welcome back to New World Next Week. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And I am James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. I wanted to see if I could create a medical condition that didn't exist in the database. We have got that unbelievable story, plus euthanasia activists. But first, of course, CNC Music Factory rapper fires back at Trump concert critics in 7-minute toilet rant. This is from one of those former music sites that turned into tabloid trash after they suddenly didn't like Trump continuing Obama's deportation. So we'll give the link to archive.is. For months, we've been hearing about Trump's plans to celebrate the U.S. 250th birthday, semi-quincentennial, I like to call it, this summer in a grandiose, self-glorifying fashion via a range of events under the banner of Freedom 250. We learned about a key piece of that programming, the Great American State Fair, a series of concerts on the National Mall, which just had a bunch of gas spill all over it. The performers list looks something like a I Love the 90s tour lineup, Vanilla Ice, Milli Vanilli, of which there's only one anymore, CNC Music Factory, Young MC, and Poison's Bret Michaels, who I have to admit, when I did see Poison in concert, he did a whole something, you know, give him something to believe in. I don't care if you're left or right, let's support our boys and girls in fighting overseas. Within hours, artists, of course, started dropping out of the Great American State Fair, more like State Unfair. Morris Day of the Time, you know, the Prince Associates from ICE-besieged Minneapolis, which they have to mention in the article, announced that contrary to the rumor, they will not be performing. It's a no from me, Morris Day wrote, along with a sunglasses emoji. Young MC dropped off the lineup, writing that the artists were never told about any political involvement with the event. We should not expect the same retreat from CNC Music Factory while sitting on the toilet. Freedom Williams, the rapper who's featured on the dance group's chart-chopping jock jam, gonna make you sweat. Oh, now it's a jock jam. I think that's a retcon. Recorded a 7-minute video message explaining why he will still be doing the show even though he doesn't approve of Trump. Along the way, Williams, whose name is literally Freedom, says Obama doesn't regret killing Gaddafi because Obama works, quote, for the MFers, the Zionists, and the white capitalists. Suggests that anyone who took the COVID vaccine will die from poison in your arm. Refers to Kid Rock as that Pete Ninja from Detroit, that skinny F. And asserts he'll vote for, quote, effing Genghis Khan, Hitler, and mother effing Ivan the Terrible before I let you ninjas tell me what I'm gonna MF and do. He also estimates the crowd at most of his shows is 90% white people who can afford concerts, and speculates that the vast majority of them vote Republican, implying this will be just another day at the office for him. It's a lot of words to say, I need the money. Dude, can you imagine? I think the royalty checks on CNC Music Factory, they might be pretty decent. So to say, I need the money. Kind of like this website, Stereogum, sold out to Billboard in 2020. James, these tabloid music sites, they rustle my jimmies, to put it in some Corbett terms again. They never cared about the lawless throne that Bush Obama created until Trump is sitting on it. We will link up, of course, the official CNC Music Factory video of Williams on the toilet for 7 minutes. They're just, James, I think they agree to just say yes to everything right out of the gate. Just say yes to a paycheck. You should always make it as easy as possible for people to give you money. They say yes to everything, then later, vulture signal about it, because the attention economy from crying about how triggered they are after the fact gets them even more attention than they would have if they would just gone to work for another regular day at the job. James.
That's about the long and short of it. So ka-ching, ka-ching, cash in on your virtue signaling, guys. Yeah, exactly right. And James, allow me to quote Freedom Williams at length, because I think this deserves it. You're the same N-words that voted for Obama, who never did S for you, who actually the only person, Gaddafi, wanted to give black people $1 billion to open up their own banks in gold. But you know what the U.S. government told them? If you do that with so-and-so, you can never have that happen because we can never free black people. And then Obama got in office, and they waited for Obama, and Obama killed him. And Obama said, I regret killing Gaddafi. N-words, you don't regret killing Gaddafi because you work for the MFers, the Zionists and the white capitalists. You work for that MFer. So you all can suck my D with that don't do a show for Trump S. I don't give a F about Trump. Everybody dance now.
So obviously he is based AF and has read a couple of history books. I think we're putting together a pretty good truther concert here, or at least some folks we need to get on the Monarchy or Corbett shows. We got MIA, we've got Freedom Williams. The new Ice Cube is pretty much a truth music album as well, James. Any other thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's just, it's such an unhinged rant. I hope people will watch it because it just is. But there are some good, genuinely good points in here about the exact same people who are crying about whatever's happening right now, who absolutely said nothing when it was under Obama or when it was under whoever, Bush or Biden or anyone else. It's the same continuity of agenda. It's just that you get the virtue signal about how pure you are at the moment. Anyway, as an anarchist, let alone as a Canadian in Japan, I don't really care about round number anniversaries for what has become the largest, you know, empire in the history of the world. But at any rate, this is a nice opportunity to shine some light on the hypocrisy that surrounds these kinds of political festivities.
And I saw this first in my personal life from people that didn't give a crap what I told them about Bush, didn't give a crap what I told them about Obama, but then suddenly, oh my gosh, Trump is so bad. What are you, a Trump supporter? They dared to say to me. That's how we get going on New World Next Week, episode, what are we up to? 632 here. So yeah, from the sellout punks to the killer doctors. I don't know, maybe that's the regressive left in a GMO nutshell. Again, we are nonpartisan here. We are not left, we are not right. When Cheney says, I'm gonna bomb that ass and take that oil, he means it. When Trudeau says, I'm gonna help the children and feed everyone, I don't think he means it. Euthanasia activist convicted after fatally poisoning over 150 people. Grabbing this, of course, from slaynews.com. Everything we say in play, all our wild accusations, all sourced and cited in the show notes. A Canadian euthanasia activist. Three of the most horrifying words you get to hear. Convicted on multiple charges after he was found to have convinced over 150 mentally ill people worldwide to die by assisted suicide using lethal doses of poison that he, of course, sold to them. Kicking them down the stairs and selling them the crutches. Kenneth Law is he, the ironic name, 60, pleaded guilty to persuading 14 vulnerable young Canadians to use his toxic substances to kill themselves. Not even the COVID jabs. Law was operating a global online business that sold a deadly chemical linked to an estimated 150 deaths worldwide. The shocking case is fueling renewed concerns about society's growing normalization of assisted death, particularly as Canada continues expanding its controversial euthanasia regime. Law entered guilty pleas to 14 counts of counseling or aiding suicide in an Ontario courtroom back on May 29th. The former Toronto area hotel cook. So he started out good, making food that feeds people, and turned into a killer. Arrested in 2023 after investigators uncovered an international operation that allegedly shipped toxic substances to suicidal individuals across dozens of countries. You also can't grow a plant on your own, though. Authorities say Law sold sodium nitrate and other lethal chemicals between 2020 and May 2023 through a network of online businesses marketing the products to people seeking ways to end their lives. Prosecutors revealed that Law targeted suicidal people and convinced them to use his poison to euthanize themselves. His operation relied on persuading vulnerable people that taking fatal doses of poison is an acceptable form of assisted suicide. A few horrifying related links on this story. Going back to only December of 2025, Canada sets new record, killing 16,499 people by euthanasia. Disabled citizens feel threatened. James, I assume, is that the overall number of made, or is that literally just 2025? Doctor disciplined after assessing patient's assisted suicide eligibility at a coffee shop. And of course, a New World Next Week flashback made in Canada from December 2022 from episode 504 of New World Next Week. Could I get a wheelchair lift in my home since I am a highly decorated Canadian Paralympian? Nah, best I can do is kill yourself. James.
Yeah. Yeah, James, this is what's so weird about this story that's getting mainstream press in Canada right now. It's a big story. But why? Because I thought the whole agenda and the whole narrative that we're going with now is that the government killing you and, you know, assisted suicide is a great thing and wonderful. And if you're against it, you must be one of those MAGA Alberta independence kind of weirdos or something, right? Like, why are you for this? why aren't you for this? But now we're supposed to treat this guy as some kind of deranged lunatic. Whereas, you know, if an actual certified doctor using the actual MAID program diagnoses someone in a Tim Hortons parking lot and, you know, gets them into MAID 2 hours later, that's supposed to be something we're celebrating as Canadians, isn't it? So I was wondering, why are they covering this? What's the angle here? Because it certainly looks like they're trying to make this assisted suicide thing look like a very ghoulish and horrible activity. And of course, I turned to the good old CBC and discovered what the programming is supposed to be on this. Tech giants helped Kenneth Law profit from selling materials for suicide. So guess what, guys? It's Shopify. He had a Shopify site that was selling these goods, and Shopify paid him $148,000 for the sales of his goods. As in, what, Shopify is just that online store that you set up and that you facilitates the sales, but they're responsible for it. GoDaddy is responsible for hosting his domain. PayPal is responsible because he was using PayPal to transfer funds. So you see where this is going. They're trying to make it as part of the digital ID constant internet surveillance system, because yeah, it's great when your doctor is helping the Canadian government is helping your doctor to kill you. That's great. But when it's this random guy on the internet who's making money off of doing it, well, that's a problem that only digital ID can solve. Anyway, again, it all comes back to the same narrative agenda items, doesn't it?
And would that fall under the appeal to authority? Well, it's okay if these people do it because they have the correct costumes on. Don't trust the weirdo who's not sanctioned by us. I mean, he's probably some quackery, you know, that Rockefeller would say. Like Meta and Google tricked all those poor adult children into using their product that we've covered for you very recently here. The states want that money. They see blood and they smell blood in the water. And they're like, man, we can get some billions out of these companies that, of course, we love otherwise. Maple MAGA, is that a thing? I haven't heard that
before. Apparently so, yeah.
Okay, I was hoping you actually just coined it there for a second. And in other news, it looks like the race war in the UK is coming along quite nicely. Good grief, there's wild stuff going on over there. Here in the States, all the umpires are blind, so we may as well just replace them with the ABS already. If we just put the technocracy in charge of everything, what could possibly go wrong? Scientists invented a fake disease. AI told people it was real. No, not COVID, silly. It's Bixonomania. ChatGPT diagnosed 40 million people with disease created as a joke. Not a real disease, not a misunderstood one, just a completely fictional condition with a fake name, fake studies, and fake stats. And it told patients to see a specialist. The disease is called Bixonomania, Bixonomania. A Swedish researcher, Ed Gothenburg, created it in 2024 to explore one question. What happens when you publish obviously fake medical information online and let the AI gods absorb it? She deliberately chose the name Bixonomania because it's ridiculous. Bixon is a nonsense word, and mania is a psychiatric term that would never really be applied to any eye condition. Critical thinking should let you even look at this and go, I don't know that that's true. She uploaded two papers to a preprint server, both obviously fraudulent. AI-generated images of patients with dark circles gave the fake research a veneer of plausibility. And then she didn't have to wait long. By April 13, 2024, Microsoft's Bing Copilot was declaring that Bixonomania was an intriguing and relatively rare condition. Google's Gemini informing users that Bixonomania caused by excessive blue light exposure and advising them to visit an ophthalmologist. Blue light exposure is a real concern. Later that month, Perplexity AI outlined its prevalence. 1 in 90,000 individuals were affected. And of course, OpenAI's ChatGPT was telling users the symptoms match the fictional illness. 1 in 90,000, a precise statistic for a disease that does not exist. Every red flag was visible. The condition made no scientific sense. But the AI didn't flag any of it. It read the fake papers. It read the fake statistics. They presented both to patients with clinical authority and zero hesitation. In April 2026, a study published in BMJ Open found that nearly half of the answers provided by leading AI chatbots to common health questions contain misleading or problematic information. James, I think I've joked with you. Just looking up the chart information about a particular song that I was playing on Monarchy Radio said, oh, it debuted at number 12 and then worked its way up to 16. That's not how numbers work. Nearly half of all the health answers from the tools 40 million people use each and every day. The real question that it raises, what's passing through the same systems that aren't so easy to spot? That's the interesting question. I'll include the link to Nature, which of course is paywalled and also has the update. James is like, we had to adjust this article after all the garbage was pulled from our own preprint servers. Osmanich Thunstrom from the University of Gothenburg, Nature, April 2026. Scientists invented a fake disease. AI told people that it was real. I wanted to see if I could create a medical condition that did not exist in the database, she says. James, I mean, are they trying to get people back into the doctor's offices now that, you know, the trust was destroyed after the scamdemic? I have a few related links. Deaths linked to chatbots is a Wikipedia entry. Deaths linked to chatbots. And remember, James, I had to do some digging, which of course is great for my search results. You remember the gay dogs in Portland that we discussed? It was actually much further back than I recalled. June 13th, 2018, it was on your Morning Monarchy, a new study, Rape Culture and Queer Performativity at Urban Dog Parks, is both flawed and fascinating. Indeed, it is both of those things. Fake research put up to see if anybody's trying to track about the fake research, James. I coined MAGA jabs because it insults both sides, the haters and lovers of Trump. And now I would like to offer out to the world ChatGLP, so we can smash together their AI chatbots and their weird weight loss drugs. James, had you heard about this story at all?
I'm just getting ChatGLP now. I get that. Okay. It took me a while. Okay. I like mega jabs because it pisses off everyone, which
it does.
I enjoy.
It's good.
Anyway. Yeah, I had heard of this story and saw it in passing. And again, it's one of those stories that makes me wonder, okay, so what's the agenda establishment twist on this? Because of course, the establishment wants us to start giving over our cognitive sovereignty to the AI overlords and just outsourcing all of our actual critical thinking, right? So why is this story coming along to warn us about these chatbots? And I think it is going to be, for example, do you think Nature is presenting this to the public because they are concerned about this, or because they are concerned about, as you say, resuscitating the failing opinion of most people of their doctors after the COVID scamdemic and all of that crap? And what do you think they're going to propose on the back of this? Because, oh my God, now these ChatGPT and, you know, whatever, these LLMs are being trained on anti-vax material and other such scientific wrong think. So we've got to make sure it's not telling anyone that stuff. Remember, don't trust anything unless it's coming from your doctor's mouth, whether that be killing yourself or whatever, vixenomania or anything. So I think we have to understand and identify the real root of the problem here so that we can correctly identify what the real solution will be. And the real root of the problem is people outsourcing their critical thinking and critical faculties over to the LLMs and just letting them do the thinking for you and whatever it says, just blindly obeying. Of course, I know there are people who don't do that, and that's good, but there are an increasing number of people who are going to do that and being trained to do that. So the real answer is doing your own research, checking up on things. Even if you do use an LLM, checking what it says and verifying whether it is saying total nonsense or something that actually corresponds to reality, etc. Again, there is no outsourcing of critical thinking. You have to do it for yourself. And that is the ultimate solution here. Although I'm sure Nature and their ilk are going to tell you, just listen to your doctor. You should outsource your critical thinking to your doctor, not to ChatGPT, right?
That's the appeal to authority. James, I think really the beast system has always been about getting people to outsource, to essentially look for some sort of external savior. Used to be the church, used to be the government. Now I think it's essentially people think it's their AI god, or at least that's my worry. Good grief. That's New World Next Week, episode 632. We run newworldnextweek.com. That is your source for Monarchy and Corbett gear that keeps us fear-free and ad-free. And I also have the P.O. Box here in New Mexico that you can send support as well. All those links and details and addresses always down in the show notes. I want to throw out a mention as well. I set up about a year ago buymeacoffee.com/mediamonarchy. I think it is a great one-off way that people can essentially tip the monarchy. If you're not ready to become a full-time cult member of the monarchy community, just a little one-off bits of love. So I'll put that link in the show notes as well. buymeacoffee.com/mediamonarchy. It is a great way to support my upcoming second annual Midsummer Night Stream DJ Marathon. Seasonally, I've been doing for the last year, James, you know. I turn on the video camera, I turn on the turntables, and I DJ live with physical vinyl for 12 hours as a kind of membership drive fundraiser. And hell, it's just fun. It's coming up Saturday, the day before the summer solstice, and that will be available at MediaMonarchy.com. I do it, just stream it all right on Twitter. YouTube, of course, would never let me because of all the song rights. And James, I just remember DLive actually announced that they were out of the game and shutting down. So it will definitely be on Twitter streaming live because at least Elon doesn't care what I stream. I also get the exclusive audio of these New World Next Week episodes before they are uploaded anywhere. Not to my site, not to Corbett's site. Only me, Brock, and James have seen them, and you can hear them after my Thursday morning show. That's at MediaMonarchy.com/listen. James, I think that's a pretty rich tapestry, as I like to call it.
It is indeed, and I am looking forward to the midsummer night stream, if only to see if you do play some CNC Music Factory in honor of the great Freedom Williams.
I have the tape. I don't usually do tapes on the DJ Marathon.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway.
I've got some time, though. I can do that. If somebody wants to send me a CNC single.
There you go.
Maybe Taylor Williams wants to come on and talk about it.
We'll see. All right, let's leave it there. James, thanks for the stories.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks.